It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
WGC Bridgestone Invitational, and Tiger is on 18 right now. Today on the Golf Channel until 5 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday it's 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the Golf Channel, and then 1 to 5 p.m. on CBS.
And, Joe, there's not a cut in this golf tournament, right? So everybody will get a
all
point.
Of our golfers, are we're all going to at least get points. Even though some of our golfers are further down the scoreboard than others.
Well, honestly, I think Zach's at one under, Lee's at one over, Adam Scott's at one over. So, really, between us three,
we're all lumped right there.
I can't
believe none of us went with Tiger this week.
Yeah, well, Trey, nobody is really going to give away their strategy as far as
That's
what they want to do.
That's true.
And then on Sunday, I have the NFL is back. It's the Miami Dolphins versus the Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame game, NBC, 7 p.m. What do you guys think about
will
that?
Do you think Tony Romo will play? You know, he had surgery.
I think he starts and plays one series.
Or do you think since when you have the Hall of Fame game, you actually get five preseason games instead of that every other team gets four, or do you think he sits out this entire game?
I don't think he should play, and I think that the fact that he's even talking about playing after his head coach said he wasn't going to play is kind of a backlash at his head coach. You shouldn't even be talking about playing if he said you're not going to play.
I think Tony sometimes feels that he needs to be that way because of his rap, I think, where he's like, I want to be out there. And his coach did say this week that he was supposed to take off practice Tuesday and Wednesday, and Tony talked his coach into letting him practice Tuesday. So be interesting to see. And you know, they get an extra preseason game, so who knows what he actually does.
We just got buzzed by a C-130 out here. I thought they asked him to stay at least at 10,000 feet this week. Unfortunately, it didn't work. They didn't get the memo. Exactly right.
Matt, the only thing I'd say to that is it just shows that, you know, Jason Garrett may not be in full control there.
I agree with you.
And my pick this week is the NFL Hall of Fame Enshrinement Ceremony. You can catch that on NFL Network or ESPN at 6 p.m. And, again, that's Saturday. And your inductees will be Larry Allen, Chris Carter, Curly Culp, Jonathan Ogden, Bill Parcells, Dave Robinson, and Warren Sapp.
Where do you, Joe, rank Chris Carter? Because he's been eligible to be in the Hall of Fame for a while. When you start talking about if you had a top five receivers all time, you know, does he make your list of top five receiver? Because Larry Allen obviously does for me for his position, but I wonder what your thoughts are on Chris Carter.
You know, I'm not sure he would make the top five, but if he doesn't make the top five, he'd be right outside there.
He's in the top 10.
Yeah, but the thing about it, Matt, is a lot of these receivers have similar records that they hold, and they're all lumped together, so it's really hard for receivers to get in these days, and that's why he's been on the list for so long, I guess.